response. With IRN USA Radio News, I'm Hope Duggar.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Looking beautiful at Pitchamas, Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be those of Rob Roselli, who's written a book going into the background of this new world order, this new age movement that is sweeping across our country. And you can't understand anything going on today unless you can understand that this whole financial crisis has been manipulated and created. Why would anyone want to do that? Why? Because they want to destroy our society, basically. Why do you think they're putting fluoride in our drinking water and poisoning our children? Why do you think they've suppressed the information on the toxic effect of mercury fillings, and they're still giving the influenza vaccine, which they try to give to everyone, to pregnant women, to children at 6 months of age, contains a full dose of mercury? Of course, they're giving them to those poor kids over in China, all over in Africa. All of those children get tremendous doses of mercury, and it's destroying their brains. And they, of course, an epidemic of autism has suddenly developed in Africa, and we're forcing those mothers to come in and have their children. Sometimes the mothers will hide in the bushes rather than submit their children to what we're doing to them. And believe me, people throughout the world know that we're destroying the lives of people with aspartame and genetically modified foods. In fact, in Europe, they won't even allow the aspartame, pardon me, they won't even allow the genetically modified foods or the water fluoridation or the mercury fillings that we allow here. Why would people want to destroy America? Because there are people who hate America because we once were a Christian nation. And there really are occult forces out there that are filled with hatred, that promote wars and revolutions and all sorts of horrible massacres. And, well, let's get into the background of Rob. He's been studying this for some time. He is well aware of these occult forces at work within our society. So without further ado, Rob, you pick up the story and tell us about some of the things that you found in your research.
Hey, Dr. Stan, how you doing? And thanks for having me again. I'll just give it my quick background here, just for people to know. Basically, I'm a civil engineer. I graduated from Vanderbilt University in Tennessee. I got a master's in civil engineering. I've licensed in 3 states. I was never particularly religious, brought up Roman Catholic. I only give my background just to kind of establish myself as, I don't know, a Joe the Plumber type. I'm out here in New Jersey. Anything, you know, you're about to hear, and everything is, you know, right or wrong, for better or worse, is 100% my research. That's as far as it's at. My website is boxofsunglasses.com. You know, I realize in the next hour, I mean, we may go off on tangents here and talk about things, and I may, you know, kind of breeze over things that sound important, but, you know, I'm just trying to take into account the aspect of time here. Now, that being said, without further ado, I mean, basically, you know, as far as Dr. Stan and I go, I mean, I met Dr. Stan. I was out at my uncle-in-law's house in Fresno back in November. So we did physically meet for lunch one day. So just to kind of establish some kind of rapport. And basically what I can say is, you know, I can corroborate, you know, almost 100% of what Dr. Stan is saying, not just on this subject, but on a lot of subjects. Okay, so I don't know if people out there are getting really scared as to, you know, the goings-on, what's going on in this unraveling situation in our nation and, in fact, the world.
Well, I think it's important that, you know, the stock market started up today after almost a 300-point drop yesterday, yeah. 299 points, but it ended up down. Don't you worry. You have to understand the whole world financial system is collapsing, and most of the countries, at least in Europe and in China and in Asia, are even worse off than we are. Now, a lot of this just doesn't make sense. There was no need for this whole thing to have happened. Yeah. The big banks have lots of money. They're just refusing to lend it. Why would they do that? Why would the Federal Reserve start paying interest on the reserves deposited with them and soak up $500 billion in money that could be lent out to keep industries going, to keep, you know, businesses going so people would have jobs? And even the people who have prime loans on the prime mortgages, many of them, well, I think it's about 3 or 4% of them are now beginning to default on the prime mortgages because these people have lost their homes. Pardon me, they've lost their jobs, and they don't have any money to pay. And when we begin to see the whole financial structure of the housing market coming down, and they knew this was going to happen, because, of course, once people begin losing their jobs, and even people with good credit and people who can put 20% down eventually lose their homes. And so you pick up the story there, because so much of what's going on today, you know, doesn't make sense unless you understand that there is another force out there that has a different agenda, that is not rational, that is totally destructive, and that's what it's really all about.
Yeah, you're exactly right, and people need to start looking at this stuff logically, okay? I mean, there's so many places I can begin, but, you know, you're exactly correct. I mean, the situation is unraveling, okay? And in my book, which is available on my website, it's called They Live. You know, I embedded it in the theory of evolution, because the real theory of evolution, and I'm not talking about this Darwinian garbage, okay, absolute scientific garbage, and actually at the top of my website, you know, I have a scientific challenge posted, and I would put that challenge out there to the top 10 physicists in the world. I challenge them to take it. And anybody that's seen my physics scores probably would say I'm nuts for making that challenge, okay? But let's just establish that, because this is going to keep coming up, okay? The theory of evolution is absolute scientific garbage. And even the people that really brought about evolution, you know, the Madame Blavatsky's and the occult New Agers, they know this, okay? They laugh at the idiots that think, you know, Darwin and all this is about science, okay? So we'll just start right there. But getting back to your point, okay, and the reason I say that is because this all ties back to evolution and the all-seeing eye and this kind of thing, okay? But you know, let's just take, for example, the Federal Reserve System, okay? In a nutshell, the way the system works is, you know, the Federal Reserve Bank, you know, the government has to borrow money from the Federal Reserve Bank to operate. Okay, and I say, well, why is that so dumb? Well, basically, when you borrow from the Federal Reserve, you're indebted to it. So then how do you pay back the Federal Reserve Bank? Well, you have to borrow more money because they're your bank, right? So the answer to your question, you know, answer the question, the answer is yes. That is how idiotic at its core the system is. I mean, it's, you know, obviously you float bonds and, you know, the government, you know, they float bonds to China and Saudi Arabia and other suckers, you know, like this. And that's what's going on right now. People are starting to say, wait a second, the economy, the thing you're selling is basically a Ponzi scheme, okay? But essentially, at its core, is that how the Federal Reserve works. So, for example, to get specific, if Dr. Stan's the bank and I'm the United States government, you know, I want to spend money on stuff, on, you know, welfare, you know, health, Social Security for illegal aliens, you know, maybe a little defense spending like I'm constitutionally authorized to do, you know, stupid things like that. You know, I borrow money from Dr. Stan. He gives me $10. Now I'm indebted to Dr. Stan $10 plus interest. Okay, well, where do I get the money to pay Dr. Stan back his $10? Well, now I got to borrow 10 more from him to pay him back, okay? But now I'm $20 in debt because I've already spent the other, you know, the first $10 I've already spent on, you know, like I said, on defense, Social Security, welfare, whatever. Okay, so that's, That's essentially at the core. That's how the system works, okay? And I think when you have to look at the situation logically, okay? There's only two ways to look at this. Is number one, the people that set this thing up are really, really dumb, okay? That's it. Or number two, they're really not that dumb, and they really are nefarious and evil, and a host of other adjectives you can ascribe to these people. And when you look at who set the Federal Reserve System up, you know, the name Rockefeller, Morgans, the Schiffs, your Warburgs representing your European Rothschild interest, okay, you're not going to convince me, option one, you know, these people are that dumb, okay? These people know what they were doing. They know that the federal deficit, as soon as we borrowed $1 from the Federal Reserve in 1913, we were screwed, okay? Because, you know, on top of this, you have something called compounding interest. So not only do we have to borrow money to keep the country going, we have to borrow money to pay interest. So now interest is collecting interest. The whole thing is basically a Ponzi scheme, okay?
Well, I think it's even more incredible is that we're borrowing money today so we can give money to the Palestinians over in Gaza. We're borrowing money so we can give it to the Pakistanis. We're borrowing money so we can give it away. Does that really make sense? We'll be right back. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Ted Anderson from Midas, Tuesday, March 3rd, 2009. Gold, $925.50. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for $952.17, $476.09 for half, $238.04 for quarter. That's $952.17, $476.09, and $238.04. 70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollar's fallen to 65% of euro. Erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S. Loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome Corsi's Iran leads attack against the U.S. dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $40. $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MAINEMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and Bob, I think that most of our listeners really understand the fraudulent nature of the Federal Reserve System, so let's talk really about what you've uncovered as far as the supernatural forces that are out there, this New Age movement, and what part they play in what's going on today, because certainly from a logical point of view, if anybody's ever studied the Federal Reserve system, they realize it's a Ponzi scheme, and certainly it's created artificial money, and you're not going to solve the problem of excess credit, which has inundated the world with more excess credit. It's like fighting a fire with gasoline. It just doesn't work. So, but what about the occult? Because this is the thing that most people don't understand and most people aren't going to talk about. And I know you've looked into this aspect of it. And that really is the common denominator. That is the X factor that nobody wants to talk about.
No, and you're exactly right, okay? There really is a very evil underbelly to this whole thing. It's only ascribable to someone called the Angel of Light, okay, or to what, you know, the Freemasons and the Illuminati call Father, okay, and this type of thing, okay? And it all, again, it all ties back to evolution, okay? Let me just say this. These people are not screwing around, okay? I'm going to say these people I'm talking about are true criminal masters, okay? They're very steeped into the occult. Okay, and this is a, you know, large thing for me, you know, get my hands around. I mean, I can go off in, you know, a million different directions, but basically, you know, the reason with the Federal Reserve Bank, you know, I think a good entree to what I'm going to say is something, you know, is Anthony Sutton in his book, you know, he started describing, you know, Skull and Bones, you know, he, you know, the American version of the German Illuminati, he called it the Order, okay, and the concept of this guy Hegel, you know, the concept of the fake right and the fake left, you know, like we're seeing on our news today with, you know, the stuffed shirt zombies on, you know, the quote conservatives like Limbaugh and the rest of them on Fox News and the quote liberals on the other side that debate them, but nothing ever seems to get done, okay? And that's just a very quick overview of Skull and Bones, okay? And the reason I bring them into the equation is because that's kind of, you know, our bridge over to the occult side of things, okay? Now, I know, you know, we talked on the phone, we wanted to talk about a character known as R.C. Christian, okay? Now, I'm just going to say this, and I'm going to be blunt, okay? I don't consider myself overly religious. I do consider myself, you know, somewhat logical in my thought process, okay? And I think the more I read, and I'm not just reading, you know, the conspiracy kooks, the people that agree with me, okay? I have read Helena Blavatsky, Alice Bailey, the Golden Dawn by Israel Regardi, Albert Pike, Morals and Dogma. Okay, I can't say I've read, you know, every page of those books. Those books are huge, but I've read through them enough, okay? And I think, between everything I've gathered, I think I may have tripped over to the beast of Revelation. I mean, as crazy as that sounds, okay, and the people will think, you know, they're rolling their eyes and I'm crazy. Just hear me out, okay? And it all starts with this character, R.C. Christian, okay?
All right, now let's start in. R.C. Christian is the man who actually financed the Georgia Guidestones. And Georgia Guidestones there in Alberton, Georgia, anybody can go there and see them. They are an occult center in the United States. And I guess it was 1979 that Mr. Christian went into town, suddenly appeared in Alberton, Georgia, which is an area that is well known because it basically has a lot of granite, and they make a lot of tombstones there. But he wanted them to put up a granite monument, And, of course, this monument would have certain inscriptions on it. He told people that R.C. Christian was not his real name, but no one was to know who he was. He represented a secret society that wanted to leave a heritage for mankind, a message to mankind. And so eventually, of course, the monument was built. It must have been very expensive. It has to actually be aligned certain ways for certain astrological forces so that they would be able to work there. And this is basically a satanic monument. And the Satanists come there, and they have their nudist meetings there, and they have their the witches come there from all over the world, right to that one site. Certainly John Lennon's wife has written about this. Okuyoma, whatever her name is, and she said what an important area this is. This is one of the most important satanic centers in the world, and yet most Americans have never had it because they don't want the American people to know that there really are satanic organizations. They really do have their coven meetings. They really do their human sacrifices all over our country. But this is one of the centers for the world satanic movement right there in Elberton, Georgia. I've been there, and apparently you have too, Rob.
Yeah, I visited down. I was down there last July, and I picked up a copy of R.C. Christian's book, Common Sense Revisited, you know, basically on Thomas Paine, the only one of the few atheists of the Christian founding fathers, who basically was regarded as a traitor by the founding fathers because of his humanistic approach to things and to life, which was an antithesis to our once great Christian nation. Okay, but that's another story. But basically, you know, with R.C. Christian, and I discuss them in my book, okay, and real quickly, I had a hard time nailing this guy down physically, okay, and this story is going to get more and more bizarre, you know, and I don't know if I have time to develop it, you know, over the course of my time remaining, but anyway, you trace R.C. Christian back. Now, the one German author, you know, says, you know, he established the Rosicrucians back in the 1300s, okay, he was physically alive then, okay. Now, Jim Barnes is another, quote, conspiracy theorist, okay, and he's not at all religious, he even claims the Bible, you know, is full of falsehoods and this kind of thing, and he's written a book called Rule by Secrecy, another book called The Fourth Reich, okay, so he's definitely not of the religious background or not from that worldview. But anyway, even he has a tough time nailing this guy down, okay, but he, you know, according to his, what he has to say is that this R.C. Christian or Christian Rosenkreuz lived around the time of the French Revolution and was known as a wonder man throughout Europe. And Voltaire even said, you know, this guy's great. He quote, knows everything. Okay, he was even associated with Ansel Rothschild, okay, the original Rothschild that started the Rothschild banking interest, which currently are running the world today in some form or fashion, and which got the Rockefellers and the Morgans started in this country, okay. So that's a very interesting, and he didn't, now Jim Morris didn't spend a lot of time discussing that, but this R.C. Christian or Christian Rosenkreuz and Rothschild, you know, were very interested in the Jewish, you know, something called the Jewish Kabbalah, and basically the Jewish Kabbalah is the study of numerology, okay, because if you go way back to the Tower of Babel, you know, if you believe that sort of thing, and there's a reason you should, but so I stick to my point.
I think, Rob, the important thing to realize is that the Jewish Kabbalah came out of the mystery religions. In fact, yeah, all of this comes out of the mystery religions. The Kabbalah was simply codifying and writing down what the ancient mystery religions were about. And so it's easy for people to believe this is a Jewish conspiracy, which it is not. It is a Luciferian conspiracy that some Jews embrace, most do not. And in a similar manner, some people who profess to be Christians, even those working with the Vatican, embrace this. Most Catholics do not, any more than most Christians do, and yet they've infiltrated the highest levels of the Protestant religion. So we have to understand that we're dealing with a satanic world movement. This is the important thing that nobody is bringing out. There really are people who believe in the Gnostic faith that there are two gods. And a lot of people get up and talk and say they believe in God, but they're talking about an entirely different God. Did you run into that, of course?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay, well, I can hear that music. We're going to have to take a break. When we get back, we'll welcome your calls at 1-800-25.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS Pepper Spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world.
Need something more?
The Scorpion Stun Gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
The United States is bankrupt and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. Alex has told you you have to get a supply of food, but Alex and I have decided that there are some of you that we really don't want to have food. If you're a politician who voted for the bailout, don't call eFoods Direct. If you agree with one guy screaming about global warming instead of 650 climatologists who know the earth is cooling, don't call eFoods Direct. If you think growing food for cars is better than feeding people, don't get food. If you think waiting for a cop to show up after a crime is better than defending yourself and preventing the crime, don't call eFoods Direct. If you believe the official report on 9/11, you won't need food. If you think the warnings on the Alex Jones Show are foolish, don't call eFoods Direct. For the rest of you, go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-409-5633. You can't possibly know or control what government, corporate America, or others will do, but you can control what you do. Complete your supply now, eFoodsDirect.com. 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Rob Bozzelli. Our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. And, of course, certainly Mr. R.C. Christian came into Elberton, Georgia, and he put up the money to build this great granite monument. It stands about 19 foot tall, and then they have a capstone on top of it. Certainly the languages, there are eight different languages that they have the instructions for the world written in, Russian and American and Chinese and Hebrew and Arabic, and I can't remember them all, but I think Spanish and Swahili. immediately. And then, the, of course, the capstone is in four separate languages. I mean, Babylonian, cuneiform, and hieroglyphics, and a couple of other ancient languages. But that is really the key to what this is about, because the capstone has a message. It says, let these be guide stones to the age of reason. This was all about the age of reason. It was all about Thomas Paine. And then, of course, as Rob has done, I went to the same thing many years ago, went to the library in Alberton and got a copy of the book written by R.C. Christian, this mysterious man. Nobody knows who he was, but certainly R.C. Christian admitted this is all about Thomas Paine. Now, what was Thomas Paine about? He was about an intense hatred of Christianity, a hatred of God. And that's really the common denominator that's been carried down here. Most of our founding fathers were very much pro-Christian. They were, most of them were evangelical Christians. But, of course, Thomas Paine, writing in a book called The Age of Reason, set out to destroy Christianity. Then he went on over to foment the French Revolution. He worked there, almost got beheaded, guillotined himself, and came to talk to America. And the only person that talked to him was Thomas Jefferson, because everybody else felt that he had betrayed the Revolution, which he had. The only thing that separated our revolution from the French Revolution was that we maintained a belief in God, and certainly in France, why they repudiated God. And basically, the only way you can have a real freedom is to have people who adhere to religious beliefs. It was John Adams who said, our form of government was made for a moral and religious people. It would not suffice for any others. But you see, Thomas Paine wanted to destroy religion, and had he succeeded here, we would have ended up just like France. There began a series of revolutions. They had king after king after king after dictator, war after war after war. Whereas, of course, we've been blessed here, because God blessed this country. But I really fear, Rob, that God is going to withdraw his blessing. Anyway, Rob, I'm going to let you go ahead and get out your website, tell people how to get your book. On the other hand, I want to let people know our telephone number is 800-259-5791 if you'd like to give us a call, if you'd like to talk about the Georgia Guidestones or the occult influence behind the collapse of our financial system. But Rob, you go ahead and get your website out and tell people how to get your book.
Okay, basically the website is boxofsunglasses.com. It's one word, and the book's available on there. You can link to it or link to Amazon.com. It might even be cheaper for you. And what I'm working on, too, is I may just put the whole thing up on PDF, hopefully in the next week. So if you don't want to just read it on a computer, you can do it for free, because I'm really not in this for the money, okay? But that's basically, if you want to get it, and that's where it is right now. Basically, just taking a step back, I think we were talking about, R.C. Christian, okay, and then we fast forward to, I talked about, his connection with the Rothschilds already, okay, and then, one thing, he claimed to be, he was associated with the initiation of the Knights Templar, and as people may know, Knights Templar were generally credited with the first ones to be involved in international banking. They became very rich, very powerful, okay, they were a historical group, okay, nobody can deny that they were a historical fact. They were aligned with the Catholic Church, and then all of a sudden the Catholic Church and the King of France, I think King Philip, turned on them all of a sudden because they had some kind of knowledge that scared the Catholic Church to death.
Okay, what they've done is they've found, of course, this tie-in that if you went into contact with the other dimension, you could get great wealth and great power. They were Luciferians, and no less person than Manly P. Hall wrote that in his lectures on ancient philosophy, that the reason that they had to kill Jacques de Molay was because, of course, he had discovered the secrets, and this is the last thing that the people in the church wanted, for people to realize that there really is power out there, you can tap into it, but you do so at the risk of your own eternal soul.
Yeah, and the Catholic Church, angels themselves, okay, but I'm going to try and stay on subject here. So we fast forward, we got the Rothschild, connection with, another character named R.C. Christian, okay? You can't really nail this guy down, okay? And this is where you get into the occult and bizarre side of this thing, okay? And as we've really stated, a guy that called himself R.C. Christian set up the Georgia Guidestones, okay? And what really opened my eyes to this whole thing is I was reading, a reading by Helena Blavatsky, okay? And she called the number of the beast, she called it 18, okay? The reason being, you know, it's the addition of 6 plus 6 plus 6, okay? This whole Kabbalah, numerology, universe, you know, math is a universal language, okay? This is how, you know, the evil people that really control this world, this is how they get around the Tower of Babel, different languages, they talk in math, okay? And that's just a very brief overview of the Kabbalah and numerology, okay? But anyway, now she talks about 18 being the number of the beast, okay? 6 plus 6 plus 6, 666, okay? And then you transpose that over to Freemasonry, and what is the 18th degree of Freemasonry? But the Order of the Rose Cross, okay? I don't know if people are aware of that, but the, you know, and that's, and basically in that is the Rose Cross is a red rose on a cross, okay? Now just stepping back again to our friend R.C. Christian and the one that actually was associated with Ansel Rothschild around the time of the French Revolution, okay? He was instrumental in developing the Freemasonry in Germany, okay? And then out of that came a group called the Illuminati, and from the Illuminati they kind of floated over here to the United States in 1832 and started something called Skull and Bones, okay? Now, what's interesting about Skull and Bones is this number 322, and I'm sure you've talked about that at length, or people have tried to solve this mystery of 322 at length, okay? Now, I looked at this number, and I looked at the Georgia Guidestones, okay, and Dr. Stan, I'm sure you're aware of the date March 22nd, 1980 on the Georgia Guidestones, are you not?
Right.
Okay, so what's March 22nd is 322. Okay, and you know, and I'm sure if you discuss it, all right, these guidestones are not put up there by accident. The exactness of these things are not put up there by accident. Okay, and on the New Age page of my website, you know, I go through like, you know, about an 17 or 18 page dissertation on the connection between the number 322, the Georgia Guidestones, and the environmental movement. Okay. And I wrote another article on there, beware the environmental movement, beware the environmental movement, okay? It's after number, you know, Georgia Guidestone, you know, anti-commandment, what I call them, number 10, leave room for nature, okay? The modern manifestation of this whole thing is the environmental movement, okay? But just, I know I'm jumping around a lot, but just getting back to number 322, so now you have March 22nd, 1980, okay, another interesting thing that Helena Blavatsky said is she referred to the year 1881 as a year of evil in her mind. Okay, and this is her words. So I'm not just making this stuff up. 1881 adds up to the number 18. Now you go March 22nd, 1980. Now you got 1, 9, and 8 in 1980, and that number adds up to 18. Okay, so there's a lot of coincidences here. Okay. You have, so for quick review, you have the 18th degree of Freemasonry being the Order of the Rose Cross, which is associated with R.C. Christian, okay? And then another interesting fact that I found, and this is right out of the Golden Dawn by Israel Regardi, and basically the Golden Dawn was a very heavily occultic society around the late 19th century, okay? And another character that was involved with these guys is somebody named Aleister Crowley, okay, who's generally, he called himself the Beast 666, okay, and a lot of, you know, people that have researched this guy say he could be the most evil person, the most rotten person that ever lived, okay, and that's saying a lot.
Well, it certainly does, but of course he was a very real force, a member of the Golden Dawn, a 33rd degree Mason, formed his own organization, the OTO. We've interviewed people from there. And they're frankly Satanists.
I know what it's like to lay awake at night and worry about mounting credit card debt. That nagging feeling in the pit of your stomach that just won't go away. And the phone calls from collectors. Forget about it. Then I called Help You Out of Debt. Their professional staff of debt mediators were able to help me get my upside down finances back on track and help stop the phone call. My Help You Out of Debt settlement specialist understood exactly what I was going through. My specialist was able to get creditors off my back, negotiate huge reductions on most of my balances, and help me fight back against the credit card companies. Help You Out of Debt specialists are experts in debt mediation and settlement. They are on your side. They've helped thousands of people just like me and can help you too. Call now and get a free debt review. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card or unsecured debt and ready to start fighting back, call 866-374-3101 and get your free debt review. That's 866-374-3101 or on the web at helpyououtofdebt.com. 866-374-3101.
Do you have trouble sleeping due to sensations in your legs? You are not alone. Millions of Americans suffer from restless legs. Restless legs is a condition caused by the uncontrollable urge to move your legs. Signs include itching, pulling, tugging, and the feeling that bugs are crawling on your legs. If having restless legs is preventing you from getting the good night's sleep you deserve or is preventing you from enjoying life, you need Restulex. Restulex is an all-natural supplement that contains 74 essential vitamins, minerals, and herbs that you may not be getting in your diet. Restulex will help ease and comfort your restless legs within 24 hours and will allow you to go back to your regular routine without discomfort or embarrassment.
Call 888-4-FIT-LEGS. That's 888-434-8534. Or visit 4FITLEGS.com. That's the number 4FITLEGS.com. And ask how you can get Restulex for free today.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
What are you going to do if your family has no food in the event of an emergency? Do you really want to find out?
And gamble with your family's lives?
Order a one-year supply that will feed 4 to 5 people for only $39.95. That's right, a one-year supply for under $4,000 from yourfoodstorage.com.
We've been helping families prepare for more than a decade.
Order now and receive free shipping anywhere in the lower 48.
Remember, yourfoodstorage.com.
Or call 888-814-0289. That's 888-814-0289. Yourfoodstorage.com.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest this afternoon is Rob Roselli, and Rob has been talking to us certainly about R.C. Christian and what he was referring to, the Rosicrucian. If you certainly were to join the Scottish Rite Masons, there is a certainly one of the degrees is the Rosicrucian degree, or the degree of the Rosy Cross. Another one is the Templars. And what you must understand is that basically modern-day Masonry is simply the extension of the ancient mystery religions, going all the way back to the Kabbalah, to the Gnostics, to the Templars, to the Rosicrucians, to the Illuminati. They are all manifested in modern-day Masonry. Now, most Masons have no idea what this is about, but certainly the leaders do, because they realize that you can tap into this supernatural force. Not imaginary, but very real. There is a supernatural dimension. And that is what is energizing what's going on today. And that, of course, is being mediated and controlled by something known as the spiritual hierarchy. Well, what are the who is the spiritual hierarchy? They tell us it's people who've evolved through various stages of development and become perfect human beings. I believe they're demonic beings that actually can manifest themselves and can actually sometimes even possess people. And so you really need to understand, if you think this sounds crazy, why we'll be, if you get any of our material, you can ask for a copy of The Working of the Spiritual Hierarchy. And this, of course, is put out by the Luciferians themselves. It's basically information that was channeled to Alice Bailey by a demonic spirit named Joa Cool. But it's being circulated today by the Lucis Trust, and we want to help to get the information out. We want you to understand what you're really up against, because some of the most powerful and wealthy people in the entire world are associated with the Lucis Trust and with these demonic forces that are guiding the world today. And once you understand that, it all makes sense. So you pick up the story, Rob.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, I realize I'm saying a mouthful here, but let me just read. I'm reading right out of the Golden Dawn by Israel Regarde, okay? It's well, first at number 22. It says, by referring the number 22 in a slightly different way to the Kabbalah of the Nine Chambers, we obtain 220, which is the gematria of Kor, the Lamb, the strength of our race, also the initials of Christian Rosenkreutz, okay? And they refer to this Christian Rosenkreutz, or R.C. Christian, as father, okay? Now, I know, remember before I said, you know, in history, in actual history, you have a hard time nailing this guy down, okay? This leads me on to my next bizarre point, okay? You know, and no offense, I know you're out there in California. I mean, if New Jersey is the land of Tony Soprano, then California is the land of the New Age loons, crackpots. It seems like every channeler, every spiritualist, every, you know, 90% of them come from California. I don't know if that's coincidence or not. But anyway, I happened to pick up a book by someone called Elizabeth Clare Prophet at something called Summit University. I think it's down there in Los Angeles, okay? And they have an actual website. You can Google it and read it for yourselves, okay? But anyway, she wrote two good-sized books channeling the Count of Saint Germain, which is another name for this R.C. Christian. Okay, well, that's crazy, this and that. Okay, but she channeled this guy, okay, and I quoted extensively from him in my book, okay, and the thing gets, you know, the really, amongst all the bizarre things, I think one of the things that popped out, he calls himself the Count, and one of the places he likes to hang out, you know, according to Miss Prophet, who channeled him, is Transylvania, okay. Now, think about that. You have the Count, who wants to hang out, you know, who likes to hang out in Transylvania, okay? This is how bizarre these things are getting, okay? Now, you just mentioned something named Dijual Kul, okay? Now, he's another, you know, ascendant master from this, a member of the spiritual hierarchy and all these other kinds of names, okay? Now, Alice Bailey, who you've mentioned, you know, channeled him, okay? And I read probably five or six books by Alice Bailey, and I quoted extensively in section 3 of my book, okay? But now, when you look at Dijual Kul, okay, or DK as they like to call him, okay, and I've been to a few of these Lucis Trust, which is originally called Lucifer's Publishing Company. You know, I personally went to some of these meetings over here in New York City, okay, and these people aren't screwing around, okay. These people are serious about this stuff. They even call this Dijual Kul the quote the Tibetan, okay. But I have a whole stack of literature from these people, okay. Now, what really caught my eye, among many things, is I was reading another book by Waleed Shubat, you know, Why I Left Jihad, okay, and he refers to the you know, this Mahdi that that Ahmadinejad and all these other guys are talking about. You know, the name one of the names he assigns to it is Dijal, D-J-A-A-L, okay. I did a quick Google search on that name, okay, and you come up with the name Dijual, okay, and another name that pops up is something called Dracul, D-R-A-C-U-L, okay, which obviously is one letter away from Dracula, okay? That's how bizarre this stuff is getting, okay? And let me just say this. I realize I'm running short on time here, okay? This is another bunch of weirdos and crackpots, you know, doing circle dancing out in the middle of the woods somewhere, okay? Lucis Trust, or Lucifer's Publishing Company, as it originally was called, is an NGO, a non-governmental organization of the United Nations today, okay? This isn't conspiracy theory, okay? This place exists, and these people are not screwing around, okay? Now, how does this tie back to R.C. Christian, you know, besides this Dijual, whatever, ascended master and his common root of Dracula, okay, what they're really looking for is this so-called Age of Reason, which is another a synonym to that is the Age of Aquarius, okay, the dawning of the New Age, okay, this is the crux, okay, and not everybody is privy to reaching the New Age, okay? This is the real theory of evolution, okay? And this is the theory that was practiced by somebody by the name of Adolf Hitler, okay?
We're out of time. We're going to have to let you go, but I appreciate it. And, of course, you're absolutely right. We are entering a new age. People don't understand it. They're waiting for the recession to get over. Everything's going to be fine. Ladies and gentlemen, the world we've known is no longer exists. Rob, thanks very much for being with us. Really appreciate your input. Thanks.
All right, take care. I'll talk to you later.
Okay. Well, that was Rob Bozzelli, and certainly it's important to understand that there really are secret societies out there. You can go to their website, lucistrust.org, read what they say about the hierarchy that rules the world, these ascended masters that they worship. Basically, when you have to read enough of their material, you'll understand these are demonic spirits, and you go to the World Goodwill, World Goodwill, and then there's one, the group of world servers, and some of the richest people in the world support them. Now, maybe they've taken the names down, but we have the material. We always pull it down because we realize that sooner or later, as we talk about it, it's going to disappear off their websites. They do not want you or anyone who loves the Lord to understand that the Luciferian forces are organized. Now, to really put things into perspective, of course, let me suggest my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, the DVD set, The Secret Mysteries, and it starts off with The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning. Number two is Riddles in Stone, The Secret Architecture of Our Nation's Capital. And now we have number three. It's called the Eye of the Phoenix. It goes into the Luciferian symbols on the back of the dollar bill. You look at them every day. You don't recognize them. You have no idea what's there. You've never seen the owl. You've never seen the other symbols that are there on the back of the dollar bill. But you will never look at the world through the same eyes again after watching the Eye of the Phoenix. Then we have an excellent a DVD. It's a talk that Chris Pinto, the producer of those of the Secret Mystery series, did. It's a talk Chris Pinto gave here at one of our meetings a couple of years ago. It's called The Atlantis Connection, because they really believe America is the new Atlantis. Why do you think we have a troop station in 130 nations throughout the world? Why do you think President Obama is going to bring our troops home in 2010? Oh, but he's going to leave 30 to 50,000 troops there. We're going to leave 30 to 50,000 troops there. Why? It is because we are occupying that country, and we're occupying it because it's part of the program to bring about the new world order. We have an empire, but we can't let the foolish American, stupid American, common people understand. The real agenda is laid out in a book we carry by Manly P. Hall. It's called The Secret Destiny of America, and it is on the special occult list. We don't list it in our catalog, but you call and ask for The Secret Destiny of America. We have that and many other books by Hall and, of course, the other occult people involved working behind the scenes, intent upon destroying what was once the land of the free, of the home.